What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
hot one.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You might say, he really looks...
sloppy.
Okay. Now, what about, let's see, suppose this is a woman instead of a man. Would you still use the same word? She really
looks... untidy, we might say. Homely. She has a homely look.
Okay.
Take me up, Linda.
Me too.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
dressed up.
And he's really...
dressed up.
Say the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
What word would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say, he's certainly what for his age?
Lively for his age, I guess.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
lazy. Would you take that?
No, I don't believe lazy. Maybe that's another word, but I can't think today on that.
Let's see. What would you say then?
Well, you wouldn't say lazy then? Yeah, I'll read it again. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
what else
could... no good.
Okay. What would you call a bird that makes... what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
Okay.
Peck of wood.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? Not a cricket, something else.
A grasshopper.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say the car skidded on the ice and went, what, across the highway?
Bang.
Hmm?
You meant banged into something?
No, I mean it was just out of control. It was just going...
skidded across the highway.
Okay. Let's see, now what about an explosion? You might say pieces of metal went...
everywhere.
Okay.
They're flying in there.
Okay. What do you call an old dilapidated house that a spirit might live in? Little children might be afraid to go into.
Haunted.
Okay.
Haunted house.
And let's see. A person might be afraid to go into a cemetery at night because he might be afraid he'd see...
a ghost.
Okay. What do you call a person who causes bad luck to happen?
Witch.
Okay. And do you have a general term that means anything that brings bad luck?
No.
Okay.
Well, I've heard lots of them, but I'm not superstitious, so I disregard those. I do witches too, because I think we've outlived that date.
I hope so. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Illegitimate.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Funeral home.
What do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Casket.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
Stream, a branch.
Well, now, which is the smallest?
Stream, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. And then a branch is bigger than a stream?
Yes, I think.
Okay.
And a creek.
Yeah, is a creek bigger than a branch?
Yes, and a river.
All right. What do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast?
Coastal.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Suspenders.
Okay. What do you call gravy that's made by adding the water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Red-eye gravy.
Okay.
They're talking that today. That family loving that red-eye gravy, fixing that hog.
What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Is that a wild hog?
Okay.